Support for Blues Box comes from Acadiana Prescription Shop and independent pharmacist Joelle Frugier. Acadiana Prescription Shop is located in Lafayette's Oil Center next to Hyman's. The number for Acadiana Prescription Shop is 233-4017.
Support for KRVS is provided by the University of Louisiana at Lafayette Press, publisher of John Slaughter's new photographic treatment of Grand Coteau, Louisiana. For more information, the website is grandcoteaubook.com.
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. They're talking at the White House today, President Obama and congressional leaders hoping to move closer on taxes and spending cuts ahead of January's so-called fiscal cliff. The president spoke to reporters before heading into negotiations.
I think we're all aware that we have some urgent business to do. We've got to make sure that taxes don't go up on middle-class families, that our economy remains strong, that we're creating jobs. And that's an agenda that Democrats and Republicans and independents, people all across the country share.
House Speaker John Boehner is among Republicans voicing objections to raising taxes to avoid the fiscal cliff. Without a deal, automatic spending cuts kick in along with the expiration of Bush-era tax cuts. States now have an extra month to tell the federal government whether they plan to establish their own health insurance exchanges. NPR's Julie Robner reports the requirement is part of the Federal Affordable Care Act.
Most states have, in fact, already said whether they plan to create their own insurance shopping network or leave that task to federal officials. But several governors said they wanted more time and more information from the federal government before they make a final call. They're apparently getting both. Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius, for the second time in a week, extended the state's exchange deadline, this time until December 14th. More information about what the federal version of those exchanges might look like is expected soon. Julie Rofner, NPR News, Washington.
The violence is escalating today between Israel and Hamas militants in Gaza. Shira Frankel reports rockets struck central Israel for the second day in a row.
Israeli police confirmed that two rockets fired from the Gaza Strip landed in Israel's commercial center, Tel Aviv, Friday afternoon, as sirens were sounded across the metropolitan area. Both of the rockets landed in open areas and no injuries were reported. Israel's Home Front Command ordered, however, that officials in Tel Aviv open municipal bomb shelters to the public and reinforce an ad campaign to remind Israelis in the center what to do in the event of a rocket attack. Israelis in Tel Aviv said they were unprepared for the rocket strikes, the first to Israel's center in two decades. For NPR News, I'm Shira Frankel.
Egypt is calling for Israel to halt its military operations and has recalled its ambassador. Say goodbye to Twinkies and Wonder Bread. Hostess says it's going out of business, laying off all of the company's nearly 19,000 workers. The company had been warning striking workers of the move if they did not return to their jobs by last night. A check on output at the nation's mines, factories, and utilities shows a decline in October. The Federal Reserve says industrial production slipped 0.4%. On Wall Street, stocks are lower. At last check, the Dow was down 21 points. This is NPR News. The convictions of two Croat generals tried at the Yugoslav War Crimes Tribunal have been overturned. The two had been found guilty of crimes against humanity and war crimes against Serb civilians. That was back in 1995. Appeals court judges ruled the two had not been part of a criminal conspiracy. IKEA is apologizing after learning some of its suppliers did in fact use forced prison labor to build its furniture more than 20 years ago. IKEA says it deeply regrets it and never condoned the practice in the former communist East Germany. The Swedish furniture maker commissioned the report to look into the allegations. Spain's government is banning evictions for homeowners in foreclosure. Lauren Freyer in Madrid reports that ban is for 2 years.
For humanitarian reasons, Spain will stop evicting most homeowners who've fallen behind on their mortgages. Unemployment here tops 25%, and hundreds have been losing their homes each day. Now defaulters will be able to stay in their homes if they've lost their jobs, have young kids, or make less than about $1,500 a month, roughly the average salary here. The elderly and disabled will also get a break. But some activists say the reforms fall short because borrowers in Spain are still liable for their mortgage debt even after a bank repossesses the property. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Madrid.
The most valuable players in Major League Baseball this year, Buster Posey of the San Francisco Giants and Miguel Cabrera of the Detroit Tigers. Posey won National League honors after leading his team to the World Series title. Cabrera was baseball's first Triple Crown winner since 1967. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News, in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from CFP, Certified Financial Planner Professionals, Retirement, Budgeting, Insurance, helping bring clients' finances together at letsmakeaplan.org.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 10 a.m. You are tuned into the Blues Box here on KRVS. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon. Right now, we're going to go back a few years, listen to Taj Mahal. Taj has always he's incorporated a whole lot of influences in his music. And, of course, he's best known for blues. We're going to listen to him do a number that he adds quite a bit of a Hawaiian taste to, Hawaiian influence, and a number that was written by Bob Dylan and made famous by Jimi Hendrix. Taj Mahal and the Hula Blues Band from the disc Hanapepe Dream.
Some kind of way out of here, yeah. Glad a joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Ooh, businessmen, they drink my wine. Plow man, dig my earth. No one of them. Don't get excited now. The thief is kind of slow. There are many here among us who feel that life is but a joke. No, no, but you and I have been through that, and this is not our fate. So let us not talk falsely now.
Deep blue sea storming so hard. Rain and rain and rain. rainy rain. Storming on the deep blue sea. I wanna go home, wanna go home. All the planes are drowning. I called the airport this morning. They said, Johnny, we ain't gonna fly till about 3 or 4 days. We ain't gonna fly, ain't gonna fly. The jet's about 3 or 4 days. You know, it's raining so hard here, so hard here. You know, it's snowing out on the deep blue sea. Oh, my baby. I said, baby, please don't cry over me. I called my baby. Honey, please don't cry over me. I said, it's raining here, raining here. It's storming out on the deep blue sea. For you, I'm so lonely, baby. I'm trying, trying just like you. It's raining here, raining here, raining here. It's thrown out on the deep blue sea. I talked to the captain. Said, Johnny, we gonna be over here, we over here. Another 3 or 4 days. I talked to the captain on the pilot too. We ain't gonna fly, ain't gonna fly. About 3 or 4 days. Weather so bad, so bad. Weather so bad, so bad. All the planes are drowning. All the planes are drowning. All the planes are drowning on the ground. You know, all the planes are down. We can't fly, we can't fly. About 3 or 4 days. I want to go home so bad. But the planes are drowning.
Deep Blue Sea. That was, of course, John Lee Hooker. Hooker from his late 90s release, Chill Out. Hooker on guitar and vocals. And before hearing John Lee Hooker here on KRVS, we heard Taj Mahal from the disc Hanapepe Dream. Taj doing a very, very interesting version of All Along the Watchtower. We're going to listen next to Muddy Waters. We just heard John Lee Hooker, Hooker's style and Muddy Waters' style back in the late 1940s brought a lot of, well, that's when they started having their greatest success. Hooker was recording in for Modern Records in Detroit. Muddy Waters, of course, for Chess Records, actually started out Aristocrat Records back in Chicago. Both of them played a style of blues that was really dated, to say the least, but it really, really caught on. Some musicologists say the reason is because it reminded a lot of African Americans who had gone to Chicago. Chicago and Detroit and northern cities to work in the factories reminded them of home. And it was also sort of a reaction against a lot of the freneticism of jump blues, that sort of thing. Some of the sounds, I guess, were too modern for some of the audiences. But reverting back to that Delta sound spelled success for people like particularly John Lee Hooker and Muddy Waters. We're going to listen to a tune that Muddy recorded for Chess back in 1948, and the Chess Brothers didn't have very high hopes for this at all. It was interesting. They had already had some rough experience with recordings, and they didn't have a lot of money, and they lost some on a previous effort by Andrew Tibbs. So they were very uncertain of what they were doing, releasing this record, but they had recorded it, and they couldn't afford to sit on a master, so they did release it. And it hit the stores on one Saturday morning, and by that evening, Muddy Waters himself couldn't find a copy of it. And well, he finally did, but he had to pay a lot of money for it compared to what it was supposed to go for. Singles generally sold for 79 cents back then. Muddy had to pay $1.10 for his copy. It wasn't a hit nationally, but it sure turned on a lot of Chicago listeners. From 1948, here's Muddy Waters with his novel at the time, Sound of Electric Slide Guitar. Muddy Waters with I Feel Like Going Home.
Support for KRVS comes from Trails, helping build and maintain more bikeable, multi-use pathways and walkable communities throughout Louisiana. Trails focuses on designing bike and pedestrian trails by way of grants, fundraising events, and supporting and promoting bicycling and walking events. Details online at latrail.org.
Originally from Senatobia, Mississippi, the late Jesse Mayhemphill on guitar and vocals from a disc called Get Right Blues. Before we heard Jesse here on the Blues Box, we heard Muddy Waters from 1948 with his classic I Can't Be Satisfied. Definitely an electric tune in Chicago one Saturday morning. The employees of Aristocrat Records, of course, that was the Chess Brothers that owned that and changed the name shortly thereafter, they hand-delivered the records that Saturday morning to like 180 Southside Chicago outlets, dime stores, beauty salons, barber shops, as well as record stores, and a lot of those venues would have record players with speakers on the outside of the storefront, or they play it inside, whatever. And people would hear the records, and they could tell right off the bat by how well the record was going to do by the reaction of customers coming in and commenting on the records. By mid-afternoon, they had completely sold out of that particular record again. Muddy Waters had a hard time finding a copy for himself. We have blues for you till 1 this afternoon here on KRVS. We're going to turn to John Hurt in a few minutes, less than a few minutes. But first, we're going to listen to Terry Robb do a medley that he calls John Hurt Medley, criminally short, but otherwise just absolutely exciting. This is from Terry's disc, Acoustic Blues Trio. This one came out in 1994. And the tunes in this medley are John Hurt's rendition of Make Me a Pallet on Your Floor and also Creole Bell. Terry Robb. Thank you.
boy and a long way from home. When you like, I ain't got no friend. No friend. I'm a poor old boy and a long way from home. I feel like I ain't got no friend. Let me stay all night. I'm a poor boy and a long way from home.
Recorded at some point between 1963 and his death in 1966. That was Mississippi John Hurt, Poor Boy, A Long Way From Home. And he was preceded by Terry Robb. Terry did a medley of two John Hurt arrangements. Again, he called that piece John Hurt Medley, and the tunes were Make Me a Pallet, On Your Floor, and also Creole Bell. A lot of the people like Hurt and others that were recording back in the late 1920s. In the case of those like John Hurt, he first recorded back in, I think it was 1928. They didn't play strictly blues. They were more appropriately called songsters, but it was the record producers that wanted blues, traditional blues basically, but new recordings that sort of channeled a lot of these guys into recording blues and not some of the other material. We're going to go to Texas and listen to a Texas songster. We're talking about Mance Lipscomb. He was first recorded around 1960 or so by Chris Strack with Savar Hooley Records. Here is late Mance Lipscomb with a tune called Freddy.
Now Freddy's woman, she done something she had never done before. She was in the bed with another man, made Fred's fighting on the floor. He got mad with his gun and his hand. Freddy's woman saw him coming, went and fell down on her knees. I can hear her crying now, Freddy. Spare my life if you please. I know you're mad. You got bad with your gun and your hand. Freddy meets the policeman with his big gun in his hand. Freddy, I heard you done killed your woman. He said, yes, I'm looking for that man. He made me mad. I got bad with my gun in my hand. Fred said, look at your judge, wouldn't have you gotten mad? You'd have come in home and find your woman with another man in your bed. You'd have gotten mad. You'd have gotten bad with your gun in your hand. Fred said, now mama, mama, you have to let me go, cause the woman mistreated me and I had a shooter, so he got mad. I got bad with my gun. I'm afraid to say he lays down, tries not to pay no mind. But a while, 4 days, Freddy was woke, heard some spring. He got mad, he got bad with a gun in his hand. Freddy's papa told Freddy, Son, hear what you done wrong. When you found out that woman wasn't treating you right, son, why didn't you let her alone? You got mad, you got bait, with your gun in your hand. Chris said, look at your papa. Papa, wouldn't you got mad? You'd have come in home and found mama with another man in your bed. You got mad, you got bait, with your gun in your hand. Chris, papa said, yes. Son, I'll tell you what I'm gonna do. If the judge give you 40 years, I'll have them pardon you for being a babe.
I'm gonna go see a gypsy baby. Trade my heart for a lucky hand. I'm gonna go see a gypsy baby. Trade my heart for a lucky hand. For the way I've been living, show it hard on a man. Hit the river with a wishing well, and a penny was the sun, yeah. Yeah, the river was the wishing well, yeah. And a penny was the sun. I throw it on down, boy. With this hard time never begun. If the wind start to rise, I'm gonna sail on out your town. If the wind start to rise, I'm gonna sail on out your town. Say you was my best friend, babe. Now you're trying to put me down. Mama always told me, watch your fair weather friend, yeah. You know, mama always told me, son, watch your fair weather friend. One that said they love you, be the one do you in.
Them Fair Weather Friends, music from Alvin Youngblood Hart. Alvin was preceded by Mance Lipscomb. We heard the late Mance Lipscomb from a disc called The Best of Mance Lipscomb. Mance from Navasota, Texas, did us a little number called Freddy. And we're going to turn next year on the Blues Box to Cap Moe. Alvin Youngblood Hart surfaced back in the mid-1990s, as did Cap Moe. They sort of represented a school of neo-traditionalists in the case of Cap, using sort of a traditional style to project often lyrically contemporary lyrics in the case of Cap. Really, really fine blues, sort of a foot in both worlds. We're going to listen to Cap from his disc Slow Down. This one came out in 1998. Cap Moe with Soon As I Get Paid.
Soon as I get paid.
Support for KRVS comes from the family of John and Hillary Slaughter, promoting the cultural experience offered by the town of Grand Coteau, Louisiana, with local businesses such as Casa Azul, Criolla Cafe, Earth and Herbs, Brent's Catering, and P&D Cakes. The family of John and Hillary Slaughter, encouraging others to explore Grand Coteau.
Support for KRVS comes from Restore, located at 215 Pinhook Road in Lafayette. Open to the public for shopping new and gently used furniture, appliances, and building materials, with all sales and donations directly benefiting Lafayette Habitat for Humanity. For information on donating items or scheduling a pickup, the number is 371-6030. Online at restorelafayette.org.
You, I think, but I'm not sure of you. I believe you, I think, in spite of all you put me through. Say, give you one more chance, one more time. If I'd be yours, baby, you'd surely be mine. Although your maker stinks, hey, I believe you, I think. I believe you, I think, 'cause my heart is so inclined. I believe you, I think, 'cause I don't want to be hurt this time. You say you change your ways, you never do it again. The new man you had, he just a has-been. Although your maker stinks, hey, I believe you, I think. I believe you.
I believe you.
Although you had
this thing.
I believe you.
I believe you. Believe you, I think.
I don't want to be your part-time lover. Your full-time fool.
Their disc Feed My Soul, that one came out a couple of years ago. It was the Holmes Brothers, I Believe You, I Think. They were preceded by Keb Moe here on KRVS. We heard Keb from 1998 doing a number called Soon As I Get Paid. We're going to turn the clock back next here on KRVS to 1966. Here is Bobby Bland.
For my tooth when it aches, like a handyman, you fix my heart when it breaks. There are things that I haven't got, so many things, baby, that I need a lot. Oh, your love,
you when I don't understand. My ace in the hole, you my bird in the hand. I don't have fame, don't have what it takes. That's my lucky break. And your love, oh, your love is all I need. It's all I need. It's all I need. Talking about love, baby. Lord, it's all I need, yeah. Look here, your money. When I get down and out, you see me straight. When I get turned about, and nothing's impossible with you by my side. And life's bumpy road, baby, a soft cushion ride. Look here. Your love, oh, your love is all I need. It's all I need. It's all I need, baby. Your precious love, baby. It's all I need. And I don't need nothing, baby, but just your love right now, baby.
There's an angel in California, and I'm so many miles away. Feel like a loneliness with my name. I could surely retire today. Ray Charles is playing on the stereo. Every song he sings reminds me of her. I got a bad case of the homesick blues, and my baby holds the cure. Yes, that's how I wake. Like my journey never ends. Hey, endless highway, take me back to my baby again. Thought I was in love but three times in my life. The first two dogged me, the third said you'd soon be my wife. Now I find myself an angel, she's sweet and she's kind. And when I'm far away from my baby, my thoughts are her, help to ease my mind. Endless highway, seems like my journey never ends. Baby again.
Chris Kane from a disc called Can't Buy a Break. Chris Kane with a number called Endless Highway. Chris was preceded by Bobby Bland here on the Blues Box on KRVS. We heard Bobby from a two-disc set called That Did It, some old Duke Records recordings. The one we heard dated back to 1966. Bobby Bland with You're All I Need. Bland got his start in Memphis back in the 1940s. He and B.B. King were in a sort of a loose group of Black Ace, I think, was also in that group called the Beale Streeters. Next here on the Blues Box, we're going to turn to back to the 1980s this time. Ronnie Earl and the Broadcasters, Sugar Ray Norcia on vocals, Ronnie, of course, on guitar. Why Should I Feel So Bad?
Well, everybody sometimes get the feeling bad. There ain't no hiding from that feeling blue. Well, everybody's sometimes feeling bad. Ain't no hiding from the feeling blue. Reasons to feel bad, but just as many to feel happy too. I've got so many reasons to feel bad, but just as many feel happy too. No, I hope and pray, and I think about the good time that have come my way, and then it ain't so bad. Oh, no, no, you know it ain't no use. We'll be right back.
many reasons to feel bad. Yeah, just as many to feel happy too. I've got so many reasons to feel bad. Well, just as many to feel happy too. But when I feel this way, you know I hope and pray, yeah. Lord, I think about the good time that have come my way. And it ain't so bad. Oh, no. You know it ain't no use. Am I feeling blue?
Ronnie Earl and the Broadcasters from a disc called Deep Blues, a compilation disc of a couple of tracks called from a couple of albums that Ronnie Earl had out back in the 1980s. Again, Sugar Ray Norcia on vocals on this particular track. Kim Wilson's doing vocals on some numbers. You're listening to the Blues Box here on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS. We broadcast at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. We stream live audio on the web at krvs.org. We are member-supported public radio. Our listeners keep us on the air with